Actually, this is a must for every saying and deed to be considered an act of worship. That is to say, to have the intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, we need to learn about verse, surah number 6, verse number 162. In order to learn that, we must live our life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Now, inshallah, we will read one verse of the Quran which will clarify to us how to live our life as an act of worship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. This is Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse 162-163.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, verily my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the Al-Mean, mankind, jinn, and all that exist. He has no partner, and all of this has been commanded. I am the first of the Muslims.
Okay, thanks. So actually, in this verse of the Quran, this is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad and to all who are the followers of Prophet Muhammad, that is to say the Muslims, that their salah, their sacrifice, and their living and their dying must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partner, and of this is a command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that he is the first of the Muslims, that is to say to follow these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Islamic understanding of worship allows one's life to be an act of worship as long as the objective of that life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is achieved by doing good and refraining from evil. A person can turn every activity, sleeping, eating, drinking, marriage, care of children, into an act of worship by purifying his or her intention and to seek in order to seek Allah's pleasure. For example, earning the living can be a form of worship. The companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they saw a man, and they were astonished by his hard work and industry. They said, if he is only doing this much work for the sake of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if he is working to support his family, then it is for the sake of Allah. If he is working to support his elderly parents, then it is for the sake of Allah. If he is working to occupy himself and keep his desires in check, then it is for the sake of Allah. If, on the other hand, he is doing so to show off and earn fame, then he is working for the sake of Satan. You see? So it is either for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it will be for the sake of Satan. We must be aware of this, you know, because many Muslims are not aware that they are living their life for the sake of Satan while they are not aware. When you live your life not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not having any intention regarding fulfilling the goal of your creation, which is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are only obeying what you like and what your desires, then unfortunately this is a life for the sake of Satan. Okay, even the most natural acts can become acts of worship if they are accompanied by the proper intention. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you approaches his wife, it is an act of worship, if he has the intention that it is for the sake of Allah. So number one, for an act, any act to be an act of worship, you must have the intention that it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it must be according to the law of Islam. Okay, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing it. Number three, the activity must be performed in the best possible manner. In Islam, we must have our deeds in the best possible manner. Number three, four, the activity must not prevent the person from performing the religious obligation, as we clarified last week. Okay. Today, inshallah, we will start now our class, and in our class today, we will learn number one, the proofs that worship of Allah is the most honorable rank in life, so that every one of us will be looking to have that rank. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what rank you are looking for in your life, I will tell you the rank to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will tell me why, I tell you, I will give you the proofs now. Okay, this is number one part of the class. Number two, we will learn about the supplication to relief anxiety and sorrow and replace them by joy through being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we will learn about the blessings of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we will start by the proofs that being slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most honorable rank in life. Number one, we must believe that angels are prophets. All of them were called slaves of Allah. You will tell me, give us the proof, give us the proof, I will give you the proof now regarding the angels being called slaves of Allah. We will read from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 19, 20, 26, and 27, so that we will, alhamdulillah, be believing that the slaves were called the angels were called slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will read from Surah number 21, verse number 19 and 20. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون.
To him belongs whoever is in the heavens and on the earth, and those who are near him, the angels, are not too proud to worship him, nor are they weary of his worship. They glorify his praises night and day, and they never slacken.
Now we will read also about the angels from the same surah, verse number 26 and 27. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that we will know that the angels are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And they say, the most gracious Allah has begotten a son. Glory to him. They whom they call children of Allah, angels, Jesus, son of Mary, Isaiah, are honored slaves. They speak not until he has spoken, and they act on his command.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that all are, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are but honored slaves. Okay. Now we will learn about the best creation, who is that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him many times in the Quran the slave of Allah. We will know from three surahs now of the Quran about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, in Surah Al-Isra 17, Surah Al-Kahf 18, Surah Al-Furqan 25, in the first verse of the Quran, of these three surahs, the first verse of these three surahs, 17, 18, and 25, Prophet Muhammad is called the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we Muslims must have clear vision regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will start with surah number 17. surah number 17, and we read verse number 1. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Glorified and exalted is He, Allah, above all that evil they associate with Him, who took his slaves, Muhammad, peace be upon him, for a journey by night from Al-Masjid al-Haram to Mecca to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the neighborhood whereof we have blessed in order we might show him, Muhammad, peace be upon him, of our ayat, proofs, evidence, lessons, signs. Verily, he is the all-hearer, the all-seer.
You see, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, peace be upon him, but still Allah is saying that he took his slave, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, this is number 1 in surah number 17, verse number 1. Surah number 18, verse number 1. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All the praises and thanks are to Allah, who sent down His slaves, Muhammad, peace be upon him. The book, the Quran, has not placed therein any crookedness.
Okay. Now we will read again from Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 1. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Blessed is he who sent down the creation of right and wrong, this Quran, to his slave Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he may be warned to the alameen, mankind and jinn.
You see, sister, so this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet, the best creature, the one whom we love more than ourselves, but still he is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad is a warner to the mankind and the jinn. Okay, actually there are other verses of the Quran where Prophet Muhammad is called the slave of Allah, but I just mentioned for you these three. Now we will learn about Prophet Zakaria. I will mention to you most of the prophets whom Allah is calling that they are his slaves, so that we will be looking to have the same honorable rank that I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the angels and the prophets. Prophet Zakaria, Allah called him his slave in Surah number 19, Surah Maryam, verse number 2. Now we will know about Zakaria, the slave of Allah, from Surah number 19, Surah Maryam, verse number 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is to mention the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zechariah.
We will learn also about Al-Khidr, who is actually a religious man. Allah mentioned him in Surah Al-Kahf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed mercy and knowledge upon him, but still he is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read about Al-Khidr in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 65. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then they found one of our slaves on whom he had bestowed mercy from us and whom he taught knowledge from us.
So Al-Khidr is the religious man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught knowledge from Allah to him. And Allah bestowed mercy from him to him. He was in a very special position regarding the knowledge, but still Allah, and he has knowledge more than Prophet Musa, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling him the slave of Allah. Now we will learn about Jesus, Prophet Isa, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from surah number 43 verse number 57 and 59. We read now surah number 43 verse number 57 58 and 59. Surah number 43, Surah Az-Zukhruf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون. وقالوا آلهتنا خير أم هو, ما ضربوه لك إلا جدلا, بل هم قوم خصمون. إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And when the son of Mary is quoted as an example, Jesus is worshipped like their idols. Behold, your people cry aloud, laugh at the example, and say, are Allah gods better, or is he Jesus? They quoted not the above example except for an argument. Nay, but they are quarrelsome people. He, Jesus, was not more than a slave. We granted our favor to him, and we made him an example for the children of Israel, creation without a father.
Okay. The next is Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from surah number 37, verse number 109, 110, 111, to know about Prophet Ibrahim, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 37. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 37. Yes. Surah number 37, Surah As-Saffat. We will read verse number 109, 110 and 111. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun ala Ibrahim. كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam. Peace be upon Ibrahim. Abraham. This is the good. Thus indeed we do. We reward the Musanin, good doers. Verily he was one of our believing slaves.
Okay. He's the slave. Okay. Which the title which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to his prophets and to his angels. In the same surah, we will read verse number 120, which is related to Prophet Musa and his brother Harun, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah As-Saffat, surah number 37, verse number 120. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Inna kadhalika nujzi al-muhsinin. Innahuma min ibadina al-mu'minin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam. Peace be upon Moses and Aaron. Verily, less do we reward the Mahasan, good doers. Verily, they were two of our believing slaves.
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 38, Surah Sad. We will read about Prophet Dawood, Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ayyub, Ishaq, and Yaqub. All of them called the slaves of Allah. We will read one by one in Surah number 38, verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Be patient, peace be upon him, O Muhammad. What they say and remember, our slaves David endued with power. Verily he was oft returning in all matters in repentance towards Allah.
Okay. This is Prophet Dawood, alayhi salam. Now we will read about his son, Prophet Sulaiman, alayhi salam. The same surah number 38, verse number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ نَعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And to David, we gave Solomon, how an excellent slave. Verily, he was oft returning in repentance to us.
Regarding Prophet Sulaiman's sisters, I want to clarify to you one fact, which inshallah will make it more beloved to our spirits to be called the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read about the power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Sulaiman, especially regarding the wind and regarding the shaitans to be working for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to control the wind and to control some of the satans. And we will read about this so that you will be sure that irrespective of any power which Allah allowed to any of his prophets, still they are just slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, controlled by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will mention to you the verse of the Quran related to the power which Allah allowed to Prophet Sulaiman, and then he called him the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding Sulaiman, read from Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 81 and 82, in order to realize how powerful was Prophet Sulaiman out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still he is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولسليمان الريح عاصفة ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And to Solomon, we subject the wind strongly raging, running by his command towards the land which we had blessed, and to everything we are the all-knower, and of the shaitan, devils from the jinn, were some who divided for him, and did others work beside that, and it was we who guarded them.
You see, sister, so again and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Prophet Sulaiman to give commands to the wind and to the devils, but still he is controlled by the will of Allah and he is just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am clarifying this so that when you observe a human being who is thinking that he is very powerful or he is very important, just tell to yourself, you will never be as powerful as Prophet Sulaiman, who was just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn about Prophet Ayyub, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Surah Sa'd, the same surah, surah number 38, verse number 41. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember our slave Job when he invoked his Lord, saying, verily Satan has touched me with distress by ruining my health and torment by ruining my wealth.
Actually, we are again reading from Surah number 38, and we already read about Prophet Ayyub from Surah number 38, verse number 41. Now we will learn about Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ishaq, grandson Jacob, from Surah Sa'd, the same Surah, Surah number 38, verse number 45. We will learn that all were just slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 38, verse number 45. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waskur ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub ulil aydi wal absar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember our slaves, Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob, all owners of strength and worshipping us, and also of religious understanding.
Now we will read from Surah number 66, Surah Al-Tahrim, in order to learn about Prophet Nuh and Prophet Lut, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we, alhamdulillah, learn about most of the the prophets and messengers and the angels, that they were just slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honorable rank in life. Surah number 66, verse number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah sets forth an example of those who disbelieve, the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. They were under two of our righteous slaves, but they both betrayed them, their husbands, by rejecting their doctrine. So they let Noah and Lot avail them, their respective wives. Not against Allah, but it was said, enter the fire along those who entered.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that, as Allah is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that Prophet Nuh and Prophet Nut, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they were under two of our religious slaves, their wives, you know. So actually, this is the proof that both Prophet Nuh and Prophet Lut are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, their wives, they were not following the same religions, and they caused troubles for their husbands through calling the disbelievers, you know, against them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the hellfire will be their final destination because they didn't follow the call of their husbands. So alhamdulillah, now we all must believe, my dearest sister, that being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a slave of Allah, is the most honorable rank in this life. I will give you the second proof. The second proof is that all the prophets and messengers were calling their people to worship none but Allah. That is to say, to become servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This actually is mentioned in surah number 21, the number 25. In order, alhamdulillah, to believe that all the prophets, they were calling to worship none but Allah and to be slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 25. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, but we reveal to him, saying, La ilaha illa anna, none has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah, so worship me alone and none else.
The third proof that to be a slave of Allah is the most honorable rank in life is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved names to Allah is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, the slave of Allah and the slave of the most merciful. Both these names have one word, which is the slave of Allah, the slave. Okay, Abd. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. Actually, they will be called on the Day of Judgment by these most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, it is the duty of every Muslim father or mother to call their sons with these names, Abdullah or Abdul Rahman, because these are the most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you call your son Abdullah, he will always remember that he is just a slave of Allah and he must live his life according to the one whom He is His Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a reminder to the Muslims to remember these most beloved names, Abdullah, Abdurrahman. Now inshaAllah, the fourth proof that being a slave of Allah is the most honorable rank in this life is the supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which can, through this supplication, Allah will replace our sorrow and grief by joy. This supplication is based on the recognition and announcement that I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my mother is a slave and my father are just slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn this dua in details. We will learn the message from that dua, and we will learn how we can have this dua as a replacement of our sorrow and our sadness with joy inshaAllah. Now I will read for you the dua. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no persons suffer any anxiety or grief and says, O Allah, your slave, son of your slave, son of your female slave, my forelock is in your hand, your command over me is forever executed, and your decree over me is just. I ask you by every name belonging to you, which you named yourself with, or revealed in your book, or you taught to any of your creation, or you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you, that you make the Quran the life of my spirit, and the light of my chest, and a departure of my sorrow, and a release of my anxiety. But Allah will take away his sorrow and grief and give him in their stead joy. Now inshallah we will learn about how we can have this dua supplication to be active in our life, and that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace our sorrow with joy. Basically, sisters, we must believe in the message of that supplication. This supplication has a message and it has a rule. So you must believe in it. If you will believe in the message of the dua, inshallah Allah will answer you. But if you just repeat or say the dua with your tongue while you are not believing in it, you don't understand its meaning, it is not from the depths of your heart, you will not get its benefit, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only accepting the sincerity of His slaves. Okay, now inshallah I will clarify to you in detail the meaning of this dua, so that inshallah when you will say that dua to Allah, you will be feeling every word of the dua and you will be calling on Allah from the depths of your heart, so that inshallah when you are finishing the dua, you will feel that inshallah Allah will answer it, and subhanallah, now I am not so depressed, now I feel that I don't have the feeling of sadness, now I start to feel that my condition, psychological and my spiritual condition, is more better. Subhanallah, the dua starts to affect me while I am still calling on Allah, because you believe in the words and the message of the dua, inshallah. In order to learn this dua, sister, we will divide it into two parts. Okay? First part of the dua is that the announcement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I am your slave, the son of your slave, the son of your male slave, female slave. This is announcement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that me and my parents and all the human beings until Adam alayhi salam, they are just slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so you are, alhamdulillah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you are calling in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and clarifying that Allah is the only Lord, the only Master. All are just slaves. Okay? What is the meaning of this, sisters? I want to clarify to you again and again the meaning of this statement. Okay? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to your spirit so that you get its benefit. When I say, oh Allah, I am your slave, and my father is your slave, my mother is your slave, all are your slave, this means that number one, oh Allah, I must obey all your commands. This is number one. When you say I'm a slave or are slaves, this is equal to, oh Allah, I must obey all your commands. Okay, this is number one. Always keep it in mind, sisters, when you will start to feel in the depths of your heart that I am a slave of Allah, then immediately you will feel that, so I must obey Him. It will make for you the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very close to your heart, very easy to follow. Why? When you tell to yourself, now it is very early in the morning, 5 o'clock, I must leave the bed and wash and pray, you know, this Fajr prayer, you tell to yourself, yes, myself, I am just a slave. And all around me are slaves, and this is my duty in life. I will run to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be easy for you. So number one, you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, sisters, you will realize that all the blessings in our life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Lord and we are slaves. Okay, so my husband is not the source of the blessings. My parents are not the source of the blessings. The dollar is not the source of the blessings. My work is not the source of the blessings. Only Allah the Lord is the source of the blessings. So all the time I will say all praise to Allah. Only Allah. All praise to Allah. Okay, all the time. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is your feeling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I tell you, Allah is the Lord, Allah is the Master, Allah is the one whom we are all slaves to Him. All the blessings in my life are from His mercy, all praise to Allah. I always feel that I want to say to Him day and night, Alhamdulillah, 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 because He is giving me out of His mercy. I don't have any right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell Him, oh Allah, why my daughter didn't pass the test? Oh Allah, why my husband is so and so? Why no? No one has any right on the Lord. Because I am just a slave. Slave is not supposed to have any rights on his master. So all praise to Allah. We are living in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy. This is number two. Number three, sisters, when I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord and we are all slaves, I will believe that no one can give me any benefit and no one can cause me any harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. No one in this life can bother me psychologically or any kind, cause for me any kind of, you know, psychological pressure. Why? Because they are just slaves. Alhamdulillah. This is the freedom of Islam, alhamdulillah, and this is the equality. All of us are equal. There is no one better than the other one. Regarding the law, that Allah is the Master, Allah is the Lord, and all of us are equal, and all of us have freedom. Why we have the freedom? We have the freedom but because our Master is the one. No one can control any other one.
Alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So sisters, we need to announce a fact to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of our heart when we say this dua. Oh Allah, I am your slave, the son of your slave, the son of your female slaves, and we will feel all these blessings when we say this statement from the depths of our heart. So this part, first part of the dua is related to the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part of the dua is related to, we are saying, my forelock is in your hand. So my forelock is not in the hand of anyone. And all forelocks are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, no one has power or will except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the proof? The proof is that all the forelock of all the people is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. This is number one. So this is related to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My life is controlled by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that I am telling him, your command over me is forever executed. This is very important, sisters, for mental peace. If you are looking for mental peace in your life, and if you want your sorrow to be relieved by joy, you must believe that the command of Allah, the Lord, over you and over all is forever executed. No one can say to Allah, no, I don't like your decree. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if someone give me a call today and tell me, Mona, we want to inform you that you and your husband, he will have a job in another state and he will leave, for example, by 1st of April. This is the decision regarding your husband's job. If I am a believer that the command of the Lord, the Master, is over me, is forever executed, I will say all praise to Allah. Because I don't know what is good and what is bad. I like to live in Houston. I have a lot of sisters in Houston. Everything is good for me in Houston up till now. But what is after the month of April, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Accordingly, I must believe that the command of Allah over me is forever executed. Mona, you will leave Houston, inshallah, by the 1st of April. This is the command of your Lord. So I am not supposed to say no. We will not go. My husband, try to find any way. Try to escape this job. Try to call the head of the work in Houston. Tell him my wife is so upset because I'm a very important person. Otherwise, I will not leave Houston. You go alone. I am staying. This is too much for me. I will not follow it. You are not understanding anything in this worldly life. If today is 21 of February, this sister, for example, me, I am the one saying these stupid words, I will be crying from 21st of February until the 1st of April when I will be in the aeroplane going to the other state. Because his command over all of us is forever executed. This is the command of the Lord. I am just a slave. This is how believing that you are a slave will give you all the mental peace. I am not supposed to evaluate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going to leaving Houston is something I don't like it. So, oh Allah, I am so upset. Very good. Be very upset. No problem. What will happen in the world? Okay? You will be upset and you will be crying and you will be away. And you are refusing the command of Allah, and the command of Allah over you is forever executed. And you will be punished for your refusal of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you refuse the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you don't believe that you are a slave. And just a minute ago, you were clarifying that I am a slave. If you are a slave, okay, so the command of the Master over you must be executed. You see, sisters? So this is how, when I believe that I am a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life for me will be very easy, accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the biggest problem in the life of the human being, will be for me very simple. I am just a slave. My daughter will come and tell me, Mama, we want to stay in Houston. Try your best not to leave Houston. I tell her, I can't do anything except doing dua to Allah to arrange for us the best. She will tell me, you will not refuse her anything. I tell her, I am just a slave to Allah. The command of Allah over me is forever executed. This is wrong. This is wrong attitude, sisters, if we are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because basically we don't know what is good for us, what is bad for us. Maybe if I stay more in Houston, I will have a car accident and I will be blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, wants to move me so quickly from Houston before 3rd of April. On 3rd of April, I was supposed to have a car accident. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send me out of Houston. This is how I will have the mental peace, how I will be always content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how I will have always all praise to Allah. When my husband will come and tell me you will leave Houston, in spite of the fact you love it, what is your feeling? I tell him all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. In spite of the fact I love the sister than everything, but I am a slave. And His command over me is forever executed. And His decree over me is just. Alhamdulillah, no problem. Any place over the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, is there. I can be His slave. And He will be taking care of me. All praise to Allah, no problem. I don't know anything. In this life, I am just a slave to obey the command of Allah and to be content with the decree of my master. That's it. In this life, I am not more than this. When you believe in this sister, then alhamdulillah, you will be the one to get all these benefits. Try to look around you and to observe how most of the people are not happy in this life because they don't believe that their forelock is in the hand of Allah and they don't believe that the command of Allah is forever, is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, over them is forever executed, and they don't agree that the decree of Allah over them is just. Again and again, sister, you must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always forgiving our sins. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually treat us according to our sins, we will be living very difficult life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran that any disaster which is happening in your life, it is because of your deeds. Still Allah is forgiving a lot of your sins, but because of your deeds and your sins, you are having troubles in your life because the decree of Allah over you is just. So instead of complaining from the decree of Allah, revise your relation with Allah. Revise, are you in reality a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you in reality believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you living your life as an act of worship? When you will live your life as an act of worship, inshallah, at that minute, you will say, oh Allah, your decree over me is just. Because inshallah, His decree over you will be the one which you are looking for. You have to start living your life, fulfilling the goal of your creation, and then you will feel the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So part one is related to the belief in the oneness of Allah. Part two is believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes in reality, in the oneness of Allah, in the decree of Allah, at that minute you will start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like His slaves to call on Him by His names. What are the names of Allah which we are supposed to call Him with? The name, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He named Himself with, or He revealed in the Quran, or He taught to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or He has preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with Him. This means that all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah knows. Okay, this is the way to become close to Allah and to have your dua and the supplication accepted by calling Allah you know, with these statements all the time. Okay, now you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in His oneness, believing in His decree. What you are looking for? You are looking for a car, you are looking for a palace, for a mansion, you are looking for a qualification, bank account, husband, kid. No. You see, sisters, subhanAllah. You see what you are looking for in order to relieve your sorrow and grief and to replace it by joy. What we can relieve my sorrow and grief and replace them by joy is that the Quran will become the life of my spirit, the light of my chest, the departure of my sorrow and the release of my anxiety. Let me clarify to you this part of the dua so that inshallah you get the benefit of the Quran, and inshallah when you say this dua to Allah, inshallah your dua will be accepted and you will live your life in joy. When you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Him, Allah, make the Quran the life of my spirit. When the Quran will be the life of your spirit, you will not be able to live without it, because it will be the life of your spirit. You will be so close to the Quran and to the rules of the Quran. So you are calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you to be very close to the Quran and easy for you to follow the rules of the Quran. Okay, this is number one. We will learn the benefit of all of this. The light of your chest. What means the light of your chest? The light of your chest is that, sister, the Quran gives you inner and outer light. Allah mentioned this in the Quran, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Okay, that one who was dead and then Allah makes him alive and gives him the light. This is the one who is living the life according to the Quran. How the Quran will give me inner light? Quran will give me inner light regarding my thoughts, ideas, intentions, priorities. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is your priority? I tell you, because I have, inshallah, the Quran so close to my life and the Quran is giving me the internal light, my priority in life is to live my life as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. My intention from every deed is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell me how you have this way of life? I tell you because of the internal light of the Quran. Regarding the external light of the Quran, the external light of the Quran is making the reality and the truth clear for me. I am not confused, like most of the human being, regarding what is right, what is wrong. It is from the outer light of the Quran that, alhamdulillah, I can see the truth and I can follow the right path. So this is the meaning of having the Quran, the light of your chest. The departure of your sorrow and the release of your anxiety, sister, is related to the rules of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, whoever fear Allah, Allah will make for him an outlet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him from sources which he never expect. If you obey Allah, Allah will give you Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a good life. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is giving you the rules which you, when you will follow it, okay, immediately your sorrow and anxiety will be replaced by joy. And I want to give you the proof. Whenever you are upset or you feel sorrow, open any page of the Quran. Any page. Now we will open any page of the Quran and we will realize that the Quran will be the departure of your sorrow and the release of your anxiety. Let us now make a test for the proof. We will ask Sister Shana to open any page of the Quran and then we will try to see what we say is correct or not. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Read now about the paradise from Surah number, verse number 15 and 16, so that you will appreciate being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, looking for the reward of Allah to make the paradise your final eternal life, real life, inshaAllah. Surah number 25, verse number 15 and 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون كانت لهم جزاء ومصيرا لهم فيها ما يشاءون خالدين كان على ربك وعدا مسؤولا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that torment better than the paradise of eternity which is promised to the muttaqin, the pious, the righteous person? It will be theirs as a reward and as a final destination. For them there will be therein all that they desire, and they will abide there forever. It is a promise binding upon your Lord that must be fulfilled.
Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. If I live my life as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the paradise to be my final destination, the paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that it will be the reward and the final destination, where you will find all that what you desire and you will abide there forever. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So being, alhamdulillah, living your life as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are following the angels and the prophets. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. You will be, alhamdulillah, living with the mental peace. You are, alhamdulillah, a believer in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is very close to you. You have the inner light and the outer light. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the paradise will be your final destination. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from his slaves, we and all the Muslims, and inshaAllah. Verse number 1 and 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Blessed is he whose hand is in the dominion, and he's able to do all things. Who has created death and life? He may test you which is best indeed, and he is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he created us in order to that he may test us. put us in the test. So in the worldly life, we are in the test. Okay? Oh Allah, what is the end of the test? The end of this test or the result of this test, you will know it in the life to come. I have to care for the life to come. Okay, the life to come actually is either the paradise or the hellfire. Both of them are eternal. Okay, so sisters, if alhamdulillah we have minds and defensive mechanism of your body, okay, you will not be having, you know, the defensive mechanisms of your body in the best shape when you are always living a life of anxiety and sorrow. This is nowadays, this is the actually the most dangerous enemy for your defensive mechanism, okay, which is protecting your body from the infections, protecting your body from cancer, protecting your body from autoimmune diseases. This defensive mechanism is affected mainly by anxiety, sorrow, and depression. And the feeling that I am not happy, I am upset, everything is against me. I am out of all of this because all praise to Allah. My spirit is fully occupied with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I am, again, as I clarified, I am saving myself and I am getting reward. When you say Alhamdulillah, you take 10 good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you say Alhamdulillah. So all the time live in the cave of Alhamdulillah, proving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are His slave, and Alhamdulillah giving the feed which you're giving actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, your soul, what it is in need of. Number two, when you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you live as a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will realize the human freedom. Because worship liberates the human being from subconjugation to anything beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship prevents the believer from surrendering his or her will to false goods. Actually, the false goods nowadays are not the idols. These are the dollars, the husband, the work, the prestige, the kids, the bank account. These are what the people are worshipping nowadays. When I believe that I am only a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will have the freedom from all of this nonsense in the worldly life. This is the true freedom that brings security, and you feel content when you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, when you live your life as a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, the most important is that you are preparing for the life to come. And actually, this is the biggest problem which the Muslims unfortunately will face on the Day of Judgment if they will not return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting and announcing that they are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now two verses of the Quran, and I will end with this inshaAllah. Let us read, sisters, from Surah number 67, verse number 2, so that we will realize how we are wasting all our life in nonsense, and we are actually unaware of what this nonsense will lead to in the true life to come.
76. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And Allah puts forward another example of two men, and one of them...
No, the next. And to Allah belongs.
And Allah belongs to the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and the matter of the hour is not but as a twinkle of the eye, or even nearer. Truly Allah is able to do all things.
Okay. When you are upset, and when you feel that, you know, the situation is too tight for you, and I cannot see any outlet for my solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to you that to Allah belongs the unseen. Okay? So maybe in the unseen there is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making for you. Inshallah there is a change happening, and inshallah Allah will clarify it to me so soon. Okay? When you will believe that the unseen belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obeying His commands, immediately you will feel that there is a light of hope in your spirit. Because still the unseen is there. My problem is related to what I am living in, the present time. But the unseen, which is after 1 second, is belonging to Allah. And I have the hope that, inshallah, in that unseen, inshallah, there is an outlet for me. This is number one. Then Allah is saying, truly Allah is able to do all things. You see? So inshallah, Allah can change my situation. Inshallah, Allah can make my daughter, the one who is sick, inshallah, to be, alhamdulillah, her illness to end. Inshallah, Allah will provide my husband. Inshallah, my son will talk. Why? Because Allah is telling me that the unseen is up to Him and He is able to do all things. And I am a true slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. This is when you open the Quran at any time. But when you are close to the Quran, and the Quran is the life of your spirit, these rules will be clear in your spirit. Okay? So whenever you are very upset, you will just need to be with the Quran for a few minutes. When you will be with the Quran for a few minutes, you will tell all praise to Allah. Now I am satisfied. Alhamdulillah. Now my sorrow and grief are replaced by joy. You see? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everyone to have in this life. I have the Quran. Alhamdulillah. And now, because I say this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the sensitivity which we clarified, I feel now that the Quran is the life of my spirit. I feel that the Quran is giving me the light. I feel that this is the right path. I will follow it. Alhamdulillah. And I am so satisfied to follow it. Someone will ask you how you are so satisfied. You tell her, because I believe that I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just for me. I call on Allah with the names which Allah commanded me to call with. Immediately I feel that the Quran is the light of my heart, and the Quran is the departure of my sorrow and the release of my anxiety. After I have the Quran with me for a few minutes, I feel that the one who can do everything, the one who has the knowledge of the unseen, inshallah, will take care of me, will arrange everything for the best for me. I did my role in this life. I am a true servant to Allah and slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have the full confidence and reassurance that all the issues will be to my benefit, inshallah. Because the only power, the only will is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All mankind are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are out of my equation. My equation is with Allah, and my equation is correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, sisters, how you can get the benefit from believing that you are a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Muslims must learn these words. Okay, so try to memorize this dua. Try to keep on repeating it until, inshallah, from the depths of your heart, you believe that I am just a slave to Allah. All are just slaves to Allah. We are equal. We have no power. He is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately, inshallah, you will have the link with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And inshallah, you will feel that your psychological condition will change completely. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wash And if it is the time of prayer, you pray, and then you have the Quran, and you start to recite the Quran, inshallah, after short time, you will feel what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. And this is how you must believe that being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most honorable rank in this life. Now, I will tell you the last part of the class, which is related to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The other benefits of believing that you are a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of benefits we have from being slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as I clarified to you, it is the most honorable rank, but there are other benefits. Number one, enrichment and development of the soul. This is actually can be considered the summary of what I mentioned. The human body needs material resources for its existence, like food and drink. As for the spirit, its needs cannot be fulfilled except through being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of faith and obedience, which can only be achieved through worship. So, if you want to have the mental peace, alhamdulillah, if you want to live all the time, sisters, in the one situation. When you tell me, Sister Mona, where is your spirit? I tell you, my spirit is in all praise to Allah. You tell me, in reality, I tell you, yes, in reality. I live my life inside this cave, all praise to Allah. You tell me, do you feel its benefits? I tell you, 100%. When I live my life in the cave of Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, my spirit will always be very high because I am living in the blessings. My spirit is living in the blessings. Oh, Sister Mona, what about the problems in your life? I tell you, this is the test of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a slave, so I must have, a burden in my life. I don't care for these burdens because this is part of being a slave. But I am living in the blessings of the Lord. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. All the time. I am saving my spirit by saying Alhamdulillah. When you say from the depths of your life, depths of your spirit, Alhamdulillah, this means that you are living in a very good spiritual condition. Because you are not living the burden of the problem. The burden of the problem will destroy your spirit, will destroy your Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, actually, as three classes related to the most important goal of life, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end, I need to remind myself and all my brothers and sisters with one verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatever of blessings and good things you have, it is from Allah. Allah, our Creator, the Provider, the Sustainer, the Owner, the All-Knower, the Most Merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with eyes to see, ears to listen, mouth to eat and talk, legs to walk, hands to work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected to us the night and the day, the sun and the moon, the day, the earth and the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our mistakes and sins and accepts our repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answers our supplications, gives us cure of your illnesses, provides us from unexpected sources. And if we try to count the blessings of Allah, we will never be able to count them. This is our Lord Allah, whom we need to love, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our cave, our supporter, our protector, and to Him we will return to ask Him to allow us to live in the paradise. Oh, our Lord, our Master, we love You. We love to obey Your commands because they are for our benefits. We love to follow your path because it is the right path. We love to recite your book because it is the book of guidance, cure, and mercy. We love to be your slaves because you are the most merciful. O Allah, our Lord, we love you because through your love, we will love all your creatures. We will love all the universe and all the mankind. Through your love, we will feel the harmony with all around us. Through your love, we will feel your mercy touching our spirits, so we will live the peace, tranquility, reassurance, hope, and trust. It is your love, our Lord Allah, our Master, that through it we can follow the right path to the paradise while we are living a worldly life full of love, forgiveness, and peace. Our Lord, your love is the solution for all the problems of the humanity. O our Lord, we love you from the depths of our heart, and also we call on you to keep that love all the time. We all ask forgiveness for ourselves through following this supplication, which I will mention now. This supplication is called Sayyid al-Istighfar. It is based on admitting your oneness and admitting that we are all sinner slaves looking for your forgiveness, because you are the only one who can forgive the sins. This is Sayyid al-Istighfar. This is one of the supplications of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever will say this dua of forgiveness in the morning, and if he will die before night time, Allah will make him to be in the paradise. And if we say that dua at night time and we die before the morning, we will be in the paradise. This is the dua which every Muslim must memorize and must recite twice per day, or read twice per day, once in the morning when you wake up and once at night. O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no God but you. You created me, and I am your slave, and I am stick to my covenant and promise of faith and obedience to you. As to my ability, I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge to you your bounties upon me, and I acknowledge to you my sin. So please forgive me, because none forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we love you from the depths of our hearts. Mona Sabri, Houston, Texas, February 2010. We opened the Quran, Sister Shana opened the Quran. On any page, it was actually Surah An-Nahl, okay, Surah number 16. And actually, I will read for you one of the verses in this Surah, which is verse number 77. Okay, so that you have the proof that whenever you open the Quran, inshallah, it will be the departure of your sorrow and the release of your anxiety. We open the Quran on Surah number 16, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 77. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وما أمر الساعة إلا كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب إن الله على كل شيء قدير.